Today's interview is with Ann Dempsey. Miss Ann is a realtor in Glynn County, Georgia, and has been an avid pianist and church organist for most of her life. In my interview with her, she shares her story of how she learned to play both instruments and what music means to her.
I started taking piano lessons in the first grade. My aunt was my music teacher. She was the church organist and was a very, very fine musician. I tell people today that I play the piano because we did not have a television set. So my sister and I would practice every afternoon, and we didn't know that you weren't supposed to love it. But we loved it, and we would play these concerts for each other. We just had great fun. But because my aunt was my piano teacher, and because she was the church organist, she also taught me to play the organ. I was in the seventh grade, and I played for a youth Sunday. I will never forget how really special that was. I was a senior in high school when I played the organ for my first wedding. That was a big step because my aunt was the organist. The organ was available to us, and my aunt and uncle also owned a music store. They bought an organ, and it was in my house so that as a teenager, I could practice. There would be times, even when I was in high school, maybe she and I would work on a piano organ duet, and sometime I would play the organ and sometimes I would play the piano. After being my teacher all those years and getting ready to go to Baylor as a piano major, I don't have to tell you how devastating it was for me when she died unexpectedly with cancer the summer between my senior year and my freshman year. I went to Baylor, didn't have her anymore, and I was there as a piano major and I was taking organ. The organ has to come kind of naturally to you because you are playing a whole keyboard with your feet while you're playing both hands. You have to practice it enough so that you are not concentrating on your feet. I don't know where that happened, but I guess I was in high school somewhere, and maybe for the seventh grade when I played for that. But I knew what I was supposed to do, but after a while, it's just got to come naturally. But I guess it's just whatever you get used to in the gift that God gives you, because I do believe it is a gift. I love music so much, and so far, God has not closed that door for me. It's just something that I hope I never, ever stop doing.